Well, they may be. I haven't heard that, but I know some people that are building them.
Yeah, I saw one up in my neighborhood, and I wondered how...
Where do you live now?
On Brisa Del Mar.
Oh, yeah.
So that somebody in a neighborhood, like, just on the edge of the desert building one.
It's kind of hard to get that, because to get the people that know how to make the adobe brick.
Yeah, you probably have to import them from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how are the residential properties in El Paso divided from one another physically? What's between the properties?
Well, there's a ruling that there must be at least 5 feet from each property line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that would put you 10 feet from your next door neighbor.
Mm-hmm. But what gives you privacy between the houses usually?
Nothing, unless you build a wall.
Mm-hmm. And what are the walls usually constructed of?
Of rock.
Uh-huh.
Rock.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a fireplace in your house?
Yes, yeah.
A lot of people are converting to gas these days in their fireplaces, but I'm going to ask you some questions about a real fireplace.
Okay, sure, shoot.
The shelf above the fireplace is called the...
Mantle.
Uh-huh, and the smoke goes up the...
Chimney.
Uh-huh. And the thing that juts out from the fireplace that you can sit on is called the...
Bench?
Like, yeah, it's like a bench. Yeah, would you call it a bench?
Or? Harf?
Yeah,
harf.
Sure.
And we don't have one.
Oh, I see, yeah. A lot of people just have that flat.
Yeah, ours is just flat.
Is that something, do you call harf. That something else?
No, I call it the harf.
Okay. And there's some things that hold up the logs sometimes in a fireplace that have, they're just straight up and they have little balls on the top. Do you know what they're called?
Irons,
Yeah, some people call them irons, yeah.
Irons? Well, that's another name. That
there's a lot of names for these. You'd be surprised.
Is it? Firearms, no.
Thank you.
What kind of arms is it?
Do you call them andirons?
Andirons, that's right.
Yeah.
Say, my IQ's not very good.
No, that's good. I would never have known that until I started doing this.
Yeah, andirons, yeah.
Now, there's the big log that you put on a fire is called what?
The back log?
Yeah, wow, not too many people know that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you happen to know why you call it a back log? Is that what your family always called it?
Yeah, you put it in the back of the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
And you keep it burning all the time. It keeps burning all the time.
Okay, yeah.
Or did in the old days.
Probably burns longest.
Yeah.
Now, the small pieces of wood that are split that you use to start a fire are called?
The logs or the...
The small pieces that are, like, you know, really small sticks that are split up.
Huh.
Used to start a fire.
Just kindling?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. These things I haven't thought of in years.
Oh, I know. Yeah, a lot of these words are like that, too.
Yeah.
Now, the black stuff inside the chimney is...
Soot.
Uh-huh. And the white stuff left over after a fire is...
Ashes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you'd hang your coat up in a...
On a hook.
In a... Well, someplace you
closet?
Might...
Closet?
Yeah, sure, uh-huh. And...
throw it on a chair.
I know. Yeah, or a bed.
Yeah.
Now, a storage space above a house is called what?
Attic.
Mm-hmm. And a room in the house where you put things you aren't using is called?
Storeroom.
Okay. The things that guide the rain off of a roof are called?
Gutters.
Uh-huh. And in places where they have wood houses, they have to put something on the outside to protect the wood. You would call that what? Sometimes it comes in strips and it's aluminum or vinyl.
And not sears. A gutter, huh?
No, on the walls, on the outside walls.
Huh.
They do this so you never have to paint the wood again. You know, there's like...
Asbestos? Not asbestos. Sheetrock? No.
Sears sells a lot of it.
Yeah.